You know, I have a lot of respect for all the teams around this league because I know how hard it is to do what we do. And I certainly have a lot of respect for, you know, teams that we've competed against, coaching staffs that I'm familiar with. Nothing but respect for them and their players, their organization, their ownership across the board. But again, I'm very thankful and humbled to have the opportunity to continue to play here. I think relationships, when it comes to a football team, are very important. I don't think that gets talked about enough, but when you're out on the football field doing what we're asked to do each and every day, it takes a lot of trust. It takes a lot of familiarity with the man next to you. So this time is, you know, the guys that are here, we want to make sure that we invest the time in getting to know one another.
I don't know how much you followed some of the talk within the league about actually maybe even eliminating the kickoff. Mm-hmm. I'd just love to get your perspective on if you've heard about it.
Well, certainly something like that is hard to miss. And, you know, I say a lot of people will say I have a bias because it's what I do for a living, and I understand that. But I think I think it's no mystery that I'm closer to the end of my career than I am to the beginning. That being said, I think you take away this play from football, you're changing the fabric of the game. I think this play is part of the fabric of the game. And it really makes me ask the question, well, where do you go from here? What would happen next? And I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. But I look at a number of plays. I look at a goal line stand. I look at a third and one. Think about the collisions that are happening there. Those may be deemed unsafe by some people. So if you make a drastic change such as this, what's next? What happens? The reality is this is football. This is a contact sport. This is a violent sport. And all of us that are playing the game understand that. They're an inherent risk that come along with playing the game. If you're not okay with those risks, I respect that. And maybe you should think about doing something else. But if we feel like we need to take away this play from the game to make the game safer, well, then where does that stop? The game has changed so much in my lifetime since my father played, watching him play, to now. And I understand. Look, I'm a player rep, and nobody cares more about player health and safety than the players, than the men that are out there on the field putting their bodies on line. But that being said, we understand we're playing football, and to take away the kickoff, I really think it would be tragic. I really think you're, like I said, you're changing the fabric of the game that we all love to cover, report on. We love to play, coach. And I think it's very disheartening to continue to have this brought up. And I understand, look, people are concerned with the long-term health and safety of the players. But as I said, no one's more concerned than the men that are actually out there doing it. And if we're okay doing it, I don't understand why we have to continue to look for alternatives, continue to push. So those are just my thoughts on it. As you can tell, I feel strongly about it and would love to continue that dialogue throughout the course of the season. So.